弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
我们终于走过了一个忧虑和令人不安的2020年。
We finally got over with this anxious and uneasy year of 2020.
这过一年，我想可能很多弟兄姐妹都会说，哇，这样的一年还是不要再来一次吧。
And I believe a lot of us say, let's make sure we don't repeat this year.
不过我们在新的一年回顾过去的一年的时候呢
Yet at this new year, when we look back,
就好像上周很多弟兄姐妹在做见证那样
Just like the testimony given by many brothers and sisters last Sunday,
我们真的会发现过去的一年其实也是蛮有神保守和看顾的一年，不是吗？
We will actually discover last year we have a lot of caring and protection from God, didn't we?
我想我们一生所经过的日子若是在我们面见主的时候是算了数的话。
If all the days of our lives count when we see the Lord in eternity.
恐怕应该都是与主在的日子吧。
And we believe those moments are the moments that we connected with the Lord.
就像我们曾经领受过的信息那样
And just like the message we heard before
我们要看见主经历主定睛在主的身上
We need to be able to see the Lord experience the Lord and fix our eyes on the Lord
更有价值的事物和时间都是与主有关的
Anything or time spent has value has to be connected with the Lord
每当我想起看到主或是经历主这样的主题
every time
我就会想起一段经文
Every time I see a topic that related to the experiencing of the Lord, a passage will come to my mind.
那不仅是一段来到主前的经文也会想起自己的一些经历
Not only that's a passage talking about coming to the presence of the Lord, also remind me of my own experience.
这段经文是在马可福音第十章十七节到二十七节。
It's recorded in the book of Mark chapter 10 verses 17 to 27.
我们一起来读这一段经文。
Let us read it together.
耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来跪在他面前。
As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him.
问他说良善的夫子我当做什么事才可以承受永生
Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
耶稣对他说你为什么称我是良善的
Why do you call me good? Jesus answered.
除了神一位之外再没有良善的
No one is good except God alone.
诫命你是晓得的不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。
You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother.
他对耶稣说，夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。
Teacher, he declared.All these I have kept since I was a boy.
耶稣看着他就爱他。
Jesus looked at him and loved him.
对他说你还缺少一件。
One thing you lack, he said.
去变卖你所有的分给穷人就必有财宝在天上你还要来跟从我。
Go, sell everything you have.And give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me.
他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的财产很多。
At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth.
耶稣周围一看，对门徒说。
Jesus looked around and said to his disciples,
有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难呢
how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God.
门徒稀奇他的话，耶稣又对他们说。
The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again.
小子，倚靠钱财的人进神的国是何等的难呢？
Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God.
骆驼穿过针的眼比财主进神的国还容易呢。
It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God.
门徒就分外稀奇对他说。
The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other,
这样谁能得救呢？
Who then can be saved?
耶稣看着他们说，
Jesus looked at them and said,
在人是不能，在神却不然，因为神凡事都能。
With man this is impossible, but not with God. For with God everything is possible.
感谢主，这是一段我们都相当熟悉的经文。
We thank the Lord, for this is a passage most of us are very familiar with.
而且在三卷福音书中都有记载，当然每卷福音书的记载略有不同。
It's recorded in three of the four Gospels, even though there are slight differences.
但基本内容，尤其是重要的地方，其实是一致的。
But the basic content, especially those major points, are very consistent throughout three Gospels.
而马可福音在这一段呢，则把描述的特别的详细。
And the book of Mark actually recorded with more details than the others.
这正是一个有钱的少年官寻求耶稣的过程。
And this is a story about a young, wealthy official seeks the eternal life.
对于我来说，每次读到耶稣的回应，
Every time I read upon Jesus' responses,
我都会为神儿子的智慧所深深的折服。
And I always appreciate and was bent by his response and wisdom.
我们一起来看这段经文。
And let's take a further look of this passage.
首先我们要记住这样一位少年官。
First of all, we need to remember thisYoung officer.
因为他跟文士、法利赛人或者律法师是完全不同的。
Because he is different from the scribes, the Pharisees, also the teachers of the law at the time.
那些人要试探耶稣，而
他 Those people like to tempt Jesus.
而他并不是要试探耶稣。
But not this young official.
他是谦卑地跑来求问耶稣。
He humbly ran to Jesus.
我们注意到他是跑过来，是跪下。
Notice that he ran to Jesus and he knelt before him.
我们可以相信他是认真的在求问耶稣的。
Therefore, we're pretty sure that he was very serious asking questions.
他期待一个关于永生的答案。
He was looking for the answer concerning eternal life.
只不过他不太认识耶稣。
Just that he did not really know Jesus.
耶稣首先的回答很直接，也是很有意思的地方。
And I think Jesus' initial response was very direct and also interesting.
耶稣说，你为什么称我是良善的？
Jesus said, why do you call me good?
曾经我对这里百思不得其解。
And I really have a hard time understanding this before.
难道耶稣不认为自己是良善的？或不喜欢别人称他是良善的吗？
Was it because Jesus did not consider himself good, or he did not like people to call him good?
后来我终于明白了。
And later on, I realized one thing.
耶稣在这里是要把自己与夫子区分开。
Jesus tried to distinguish himself from being called the teacher.
夫子是老师。有学问、品行好的人，但只是一个人而已。
And teacher is usually wise and well-educated, hold high moral standard, but nevertheless still a human being.
而少年官眼前的耶稣乃是那一位至高神的儿子。
Yet the Jesus who stood in front of this young man was the Son of the Most High God.
所以耶稣在这里就是要告诉他， 其实他就是那位神。
And Jesus would try to convey to him that he was indeed God.
当然，耶稣在这里反问了那位少年官，你认为我是谁呢？
And as he was asking this young man, who do you think that I am?
如果认为耶稣是一位好老师，有智慧有学问的人，
If he regard Jesus as a good teacher who's wise and well educated,
请大可不必来寻求他。
Then he didn't have to bother.
因为人是没有良善的。
Because there's no one that's good among men.
这位少年官他求的是什么？
And what was this young officer seeking?
是永生呢。
He was seeking eternal life.
永生这个词对于我们来说可能太抽象了。
And eternity or eternal life seems to be a very abstract term for us.
若是以我们这个世代的话来说，永生恐怕就是我们生命的意义了。
And in a more modern term, it's the meaning of life.
人的生命太有限了，也如传道书所说，凡事都是虚空。
And life is very limited, just like what's said in the book Ecclesiastes, that Life is vanity of vanities.
若不能存到永远的，意义在哪里？
For things that cannot be stored till eternity, what is the value?
当然，我也相信弟兄姐妹不会被某些广告所迷惑。
And I believe a lot of us dismiss some of the commercial promotion.
说这个世界上有某些物质的东西可以存到永远。
Describing certain things last forever.
但是我们真的问生命的意义在哪里，这是一个很重要的问题。
Yeah, we need to ask ourselves, what is the meaning of life? This is a very important question.
这决定了我们要成为什么样的人。
Because the answer to that will determine what kind of person we become.
也决定我们要做什么样的事情，或是怎样做事情。
And what kind of things we will do and how we do it.
是的，所以我们在看这个少年人，他真是有追求啊。
And we have to say this young man really was earnestly seeking.
但真可惜他不认识耶稣。
Unfortunately, he did not really know Jesus.
他把耶稣当成是一个老师。
He regarded Jesus as a good teacher.
所以他不能真正明白永生的意义，或者说生命的意义到底是什么。
Therefore, he could not really grasp the true meaning of life.
而我们知道，永生就是神儿子耶稣基督的生命。
But you and I know that eternal life is the life of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
不认识神儿子，也就不认识永生。
If we do not know the Son of God, then we do not have the eternal life.
不认识永生，也就只在肉体中寻求努力。
If we do not really know the eternal life, then all our pursuit will be in just fleshly life.
就算表现得再出色，做得再完美。
Even if we perform in an excellent manner,
也是没有用的。
It is useless.
在我成长的过程中
，As I grew up，
感谢主有爱我的父母，不过我没有弟兄姐妹。
I thank the Lord for I have loving parents, even though I don't have any siblings.
然而在我生命中时常会有痛苦。
Yet there's still pains in my life.
那个痛苦是家中时常的不和谐，时常有争吵，甚至是拳脚相加。
Those pains were caused by disharmony in my family life.And they argue and also have physical fights.
面对那样的场景，对于我来说，不仅仅是极度的痛苦。
Facing scenes like that not only brought me great pain.
更刺激我去思索，甚至是怀疑，家庭或者生命的意义到底是什么。
And even prompt me to think or even doubt the meaning of life, the purpose of families.
在不认识神的时候，我喜欢哲学、人文还有历史。
Before I really know God, I enjoy reading books on philosophy, humanities, and history.
我可以在阅读当中找到很多的安慰。
Because in those books, I find comfort.
当然我也要说，这里边真的是有很多很棒的东西。
And indeed, there are really wonderful teachings or saying in those books.
也可能有一些帮助。
And help me, from time to time.
但可惜追溯到终极的意义的时候，仍然是缺乏答案的。
Unfortunately, when it comes to the ultimate answer to life, it still is no answer.
或者说，我其实看不到一个实实在在的盼望。
In other words, I cannot find a safe and secure hope through those books.
直到我来到美国，认识了主。
Until I came to this country and came to know the Lord.
我亲眼看到因着主的缘故。
I personally witnessed because of the Lord.
原来差异如此之大的人都可以彼此相爱，和睦相处。
And that people with vastly different personalities can actually love one another.
无论是在教会，在团契，还是在家庭当中。
And I've seen that in the church, in the fellowship, or even at some people's home.
我知道我看到了真实的盼望。
And I knew that I have seen something that is a sure hope.
这个盼望是在主里边的。
And this is a hope based in the Lord.
其实少年官的问题是不错的。
And I think this young official's question was great.
他也问了对的人。
And he posed it to the right person.
只是可惜他不知道眼前的这位到底是谁。
Unfortunately, he did not really know who he was talking to.
但我相信主已经为他预备了道路。
And I believe the Lord paved the way for him.
但对于我们来说。
But to us.
愿我们都能真正认识那位主。
My prayer is that we truly know this Lord.
那位主是真神。
That he is the true God.
我们继续看下去。
Let's read on.
耶稣一开始呢，是以守律法、守诫命回应了这位少年官。
And initially, Jesus' response was asking him to comply with laws.
不好意思，这边我想要稍微停一下，因为我电脑出了些故障。
好。
希望能够很快恢复。今天知道。OK, 好了，好，我们就从 OK,
你讲到问对了问题，但他不认识耶稣。
对，然后是第二部分的，对，我们就从第二部分的开始再开始。
你说，那我们继续读下去呢？
对，我们继续读下去。好的，好，我们继续看下去。
Let us read on.
耶稣一开始以守律法、守诫命回应了这位少年官。
And initially, Jesus' response was asking him to comply with various laws and commandments.
只是没有想到这位少年官是如此的认真。
And surprisingly, this young man has been so compliant.
这位少年官说，这一切他从小就遵守了。
He said, I have kept all these since I was a boy.
弟兄姐妹，这是非常不简单的事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is not an easy response.
这个少年官真的是在认真，而且是在追求。
Obviously, he was very serious and sincere in the pursuit.
不过这并不是重点。
But that is not the point.
因为紧接着就是让我极为感动的地方。
Because what comes after that really moved me.
耶稣看着他，就爱他。
It says here, Jesus looked at him and loved him.
是的，耶稣爱他。
Yes, Jesus loves him.
我想在这里，耶稣爱他可能为后面定下了一个不错的基调。
And this is a very great foundation to build the story.
虽然我们后面读到耶稣的一些回应，可是我完全相信耶稣在认真地回答这个少年官。
And I believe Jesus' response was very sincere.
他的回复绝对不是故意 找麻烦拒绝这位少年官。
His response was not meant to reject this young man.
也不是在否定或者讽刺这位少年官。
And nor was he trying to deny or ridicule him.
因为耶稣爱他。
Because Jesus loved him.
是的，主也爱我们。
In the same way, Jesus loves us.
主爱我们远超过我们的想象。
Surpasses our imagination.
当然，耶稣给了这个少年官一个完全不能接受的答案。
Of course, Jesus' further response is something hard for this young man to comply.
要这个少年官抛弃一切来跟从他。
Because he asked him to give up everything and follow him.
这个少年官很有钱。
Apparently, this young man was quite rich.
所以我们一般会觉得耶稣的这些话是给有钱人说的。
A lot of time we think this response from Jesus meant for those people are rich.
不过对于我来说，或者对于很多弟兄姐妹来说。
But to me personally, or to many other brothers and sisters.
我们好像没有什么钱，也没有什么财产。所以也不觉得放弃这些有什么难的。
We may not have a lot of money or a lot of possessions, so we felt maybe it's not that hard for us to let go of everything.
可是我错了。
But I'm wrong.
不仅仅是看得见的财产，还有一切我们自认为自己所有的东西。
Things here may not be just limited to tangible possessions. It can be things that cannot be seen with naked eyes.
名誉、地位、知识、思想、做人的态度、工作、能力、形象。
For example, our reputation, our ranking in the society, our knowledge, our thoughts, our attitude, our work, our ability, and our image.
是所有我们自认为有的东西。
Anything and everything we regard that we possess.
就如主说，若有人来跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Like what Jesus said, he who comes after me needs to deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
我们也从另外一个角度想想。
And let's take a look at this from another angle.
若我们没有主的话，我们在世界上生活其实是需要这些东西的。
If we are a person who's without the Lord, then we will really need all these things we just described.
所以耶稣是真的重重挑战了这位少年官。
So Jesus' response was a serious challenge to this young man.
跟从主，在世人看来，可能就真的会碰到生活的困境了。
And to the people of this world, in order to follow the Lord, we will encounter difficulties.
一切都抛下了。
Because he asks us to give up everything.
倘若那位主不是生命的主。
So if the Lord is not the Lord of life.
恐怕我们就真的会绝望的。
Indeed, we will fall into despair.
但这位主他是。
But this Lord is indeed the Lord.
我们跟从的是生命的主。
We are following the Lord of life.
我曾经自认为家庭背景算是有些书香气。
And I regard myself, my upbringing, well educated.
因此时常自视清高而低看所谓的像暴发户啊之类的人。
And I'm pretty prideful, and I always despise those who get rich quickly, those upstarts.
直到有一天神突然提醒我。
Until one day, God reminded me.
你跟他们有什么不同吗？
What is the difference between you and those people?
他们只有钱，而你也只有知识和清高而已。
They only have money, but you also only have knowledge and your pride.
我让我羞愧。
And I was quite ashamed.
我记得之前在神学院的时候。
I remember when I studied in seminary.
有一次遇到一位姊妹心生爱慕之情。
I ran into this female Christian and I was attracted by her.
但很快知道另一位弟兄也同样在追求。
And soon after that, I realized there was another Christian man was pursuing her.
不巧的是自己也认识这位弟兄。
And I also knew that person.
心里认为这位弟兄不怎么样，灵命不好。
So I judged in my heart, felt that that brother wasn't very good. He wasn't spiritually mature.
后来也听到一位肢体评价这位弟兄。
And I heard a comment from another member.
那这位弟兄说还可以，不过灵命尚浅。
He commented him by saying that, oh, that brother was okay, but he was just spiritually immature.
我一开始还蛮沾沾自喜的。
Initially, I was feeling pretty good about myself.
可随后也感到羞愧万分。
And later on, I feel very embarrassed and ashamed.
因为心中被神提醒。
Because I was reminded by God.
你什么都没有呢，你只有主而已。
You have nothing. You only have the Lord.
是啊，我想原来除了主，我什么也没有呢。
Indeed, aside from the Lord, I have nothing.
真的是一无所有，有什么可以自夸的呢？
Therefore, I cannot brag about things regarding myself.
哪样不是从神领受的呢？
Everything I have is from God.
啊，那时我也突然体会到曾经有人说过。
And then also, I suddenly came to the realization of a saying by someone else.
我没什么可以奉献的。
I have nothing to offer.
只有乐血、辛劳、眼泪和汗水。
The passion, labor, tears, and sweat.
所以主若说放下，就放下吧。
So if the Lord said let it go, then I should just let it go.
在圣经里边，这个少年官是忧忧愁愁的走了。
And in this passage, we all knew the young man went away sad.
因为耶稣给的这个回应真的是太重了对他。
Because the response from Jesus was just too hard to comply.
若没有主怎么能够呢？
How can you comply if you are without the Lord?
是的，弟兄姐妹，我们也请不要轻看了这个忧忧愁愁。
But let's do not look lightly on the sadness he had.
因为这个忧忧愁愁其实也表明了永生对于这个少年官来说同样是极为重要的。
He went away sad because he regarded eternal life something very important.
甚至可能是不可缺少的。
And or something that he cannot live without.
若无关紧要，他为什么要忧忧愁愁呢？
Otherwise, why was he sad?
就像我们不会因为收到一个诈骗电话而忧愁一样。
Just like we will not be sad when we receive a fraudster's phone call.
除非这个电话可能会带走我们生命中什么重要的东西。
Unless the phone call ends with taking something important from us.
所以某种意义上来说，忧愁可能是一件好的事情。
Therefore, to a certain degree, feeling sad is a good thing.
它让我们知道原来在生命中我们看重的是什么。
Because that shows what we think is important.
什么对于我们来说是有价值的。
And what is valuable to us.
使徒保罗也曾说过。
And Paul said this before.
你们按着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来。
He says, godly sorrow works repentance, which does not bring regret.
但忧愁若没有解决之道，也就与人无益了。
Yet, if this sorrow doesn't result anything important, then it's useless to us.
我想很多抑郁的情形恐怕也是如此吧。
And a lot of people suffer depression just like that.
我们看这段圣经当中，连门徒也真是觉得无解了。
And in this passage, even the disciples were confused.
他们问，这样谁能得救呢？
Because they asked, who then can be saved?
因为在门徒看来，这位少年官恐怕是极为出色的。
Because in the eyes of the disciples, this officer was pretty good.
这位少年官守着律法和宗教，还有着不错的条件。
Because this young man had complied with the requirements of the law since he was young, and also he apparently has other good qualifications.
这位少年官做了可能是几乎所有人可以做的事情。
He has done what a man could do.
但他可能得不着。
Yet, he probably did not get the eternal life.
所以我们继续看下去，门徒问的这个问题其实是非常棒的问题。
And look at the question posed by the disciples. I think these are great questions.
谁能得救呢?
Who then can be saved?
我们会发现无论我们做什么靠自己都实在是不行的。
And we will realize that, relying on ourselves, we can't do anything.
靠律法和宗教吗?
Can we rely on the laws or religion?
就好像好撒玛利亚人比喻中的那样。
Just like the, injured man in the story of the Good Samaritan.
祭司和利未人都从身边走过了,但谁能够医治缠裹我们呢?
Both the priest and a Levite passed him by, but who ultimately helped him, heal him, and bandaged.
而耶稣的回答在我看来,
Therefore, the response from Jesus,
就像是隧道尽头的亮光一样。
It's like a light at the end of the tunnel to me.
是的,在人是不能,在神却不然,因为在神凡事都能。
Yes, with the man, this is impossible, but not with God, because with God, all things are possible.
不是靠我们自己得救的。
We did not save ourselves on our own.
是因为神的缘故,不是吗?
It was by God's grace, wasn't it?
是因为爱我们的那一位神的缘故,是因为在他里凡事都能。
And because of the God who loves us very much, in whom all things are possible.
我们不能自救的。
We cannot save ourselves.
是他救了我们。
It is God who has saved us.
都是他的恩典。
It's all grace.
所以我们也注意到,在三卷福音书当中,这一句话。
So we see this same verse throughout three Gospels.
在神凡事都能这一句都出现了。
All things are possible with God.
曾经在生命中有一段时间对于我来说是挺痛苦的。
And there was a period of time pretty painful for me.
是与家人关系最为紧张的时候。
And my relationship with my family was pretty tense.
记得那是我在神学院的第一堂课。
I remember I was taking the very first course in the seminary.
家人的不理解和愤怒像潮水一样借着短信息向我倾倒。
And I received text messages from my family member and pouring out their anger and misunderstanding.
我可以选择不看,但是不能停止悲伤和抑郁在心中蔓延。
I could refuse to read those text messages, but I could not stop the uproaring of the sorrow and sadness in my heart.
以至于老师所讲的一个字我也听不进去。
To the point that I could not even hear a word what the teacher was saying.
我只想要冲出教室,但是不可能。
I wanted to run out of the classroom, but that was beside the question.
课后在回家的路上,我痛苦到甚至是有一些心悸的程度。
And on the way home from the class, I feel so much pain that I could even, my heartbeat becomes irregular.
我在开车的时候,我觉得我几乎不能祷告,只能流泪在心中呼喊,主啊,请安慰我。
As I was driving, I could not even utter prayer. All I could do was to cry out in my heart, says, Lord, help me.
但很有意思的是,在回家的路走到一半的时候,
And interesting, when I was driving halfway home,
突然有一种平安进入到我的心中。
A peace suddenly entered into my heart.
让我平静下来,而有一个声音轻柔地对我说。
I was able to calm down, and I hear a gentle voice speaking to me.
你的生命跟之前不一样了。
Your life is changed, different from before.
我顿时就想起来,原来几年前也有类似的情形发生。
And I suddenly remember a similar experience occurred many years ago.
也有类似因为跟家人的关系而抑郁到近乎绝望的时候。
And it was depression and despair also caused by the tense relationship with my family members.
而在那个时候我是真没有盼望的。
And back then, I really had no hope.
我只能躺在床上，睁着眼睛，等着第二天太阳的出来。
All I could do was lying on my bed and waiting for the sun to rise the next day.
但与之不同的是，在认识主后的那天的晚上。
Yet, the difference is now, after I've come to know the Lord.
我平安了，也喜乐了。
That evening, on the way home, I received joy and peace.
这位神他真是可以用喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤之灵。
Our God indeed is the God who can replace mourning with oil of joy, and also the spirit of despair with garment of praise.
神也提醒我，你多久没为你的父母认真祷告了？
God also reminds me that.How long haven't you seriously prayed for your parents?
那天晚上我是认真的，也是蛮有盼望的，甚至是喜乐的为我的父母祷告。
Therefore, seriously, joyfully, and also hopefully, I prayed for my parents that night.
这几天我又再次回想起这些的经历。
And these past few days, I recall all these experiences.
我便觉得一切的经历并不只是经历和体验而已。
And I realize these are not just experiences.
似乎神也在用这些问我。
Because through these things, God seems to be asking me.
有不一样的生命，你要做些什么呢？
What are you going to do with this different life you now have?
这让我深思。
So I gave a very deep thought.
同样感谢主的是，
And I thank the Lord at the same time.
最近我也可以平静地跟我的父母分享信仰，他们也没有像之前一样那么的排斥。
Now I am able to peacefully fellowship with my parents, sharing about my faith, and their reaction was not as bad as before either.
我也有机会可以带着他们一起祷告。
I actually had a chance to pray with them.
不是我自己做的。
This is not something that I could have done.
一切都是主的恩典。
It's all God's grace.
是主坐在我身上的。
And was the work done by the Lord on me.
我们再回来看这位少年官。
And let's continue to look at this young official.
在这里可能有些可惜。
And very pitifully.
因为少年官没有亲耳听到这一句。在神凡事都能。
Because this young man went away without hearing what Jesus said, with God, all things are possible.
或许如果他听到的话，他的情绪或者他的状态也许会非常不同吧。
And his feelings or his condition can be very different if he has a chance to hear that.
不过我也一点都不担心。
But I'm not too worried about him.
因为我相信耶稣爱他。
Because I believe that Jesus loves me.
我更相信在耶稣基督所说的，在神凡事都能。
And I also believe that, as what Jesus said, with God, all things are possible.
本来就不是我们自己找的神呐。
It is not us who seek God.
其实是我们在走到绝望的时候，发现自己不能的时候。
Many times when we come to the end, when we feel that there's nothing more we can do.
然后就转眼向神了。
And that's the time we turn toward God.
然后发现其实都是神的恩典。
And discover that it's all God's grace.
所以我要说，主能成就一切事。
Therefore, I have to say, God can achieve anything.
弟兄姐妹，我想我的分享会停在这里。
Dear brothers and sisters, I think I will end my sharing here.
可能我们都会走过一段不太开心，甚至悲伤，甚至是绝望的路。
We may have taken ways that's full of despair, sorrow, and disappointment.
我们也可能寻找很多的途径、方法，我们可能也做了很多的努力。
We may have tried many ways and with great efforts.
到最后可能仍然觉得失望，甚至是忧郁。
But we still feel disappointed, even depressed.
但千万不要失了信心。
But let us not lose our faith.
因为若我们最后看到那位神的时候。
Because if we truly see God.
我想我们会得到真正的释放的。
I believe we'll be really delivered.
我们要认识那位神到底是谁。
We need to know who this God is.
我们要经历他，知道他爱我们。
We need to experience him and know that he loves us.
然后我们会知道这世上实在没有什么可以与之相比的。
And we will know there's nothing and no one can compare with him.
所以我们甘愿放下一切去跟随他。
Therefore, we're willing to lay down everything and follow him.
这不是我们自己做的。
This is not done by us.
这是从神而来的。
It's from God.
所以我们只管到他面前去寻求吧。
So let us just come to his presence and seek him.
把自己放下。
Lay down ourselves.
去经历他，体会他。
To experience him.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray together.
亲爱的父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
你真是那隧道尽头的亮光。
You are indeed the light at the end of the tunnel.
是当我们绝望、伤心、当我们无奈、当我们在各种光景下的时候。
When we are full of despair and in various adverse conditions.
你都向我们扬脸，都向我们施慈爱。
And you lift up your countenance upon us and give us your loving kindness.
愿我们在这些经历当中真正看到你是一位怎样的神，你是怎样的爱我们。
And in all these experiences that we can know what kind of God you are and how much you love us.
好使我们真的可以放下自己来寻求你。
So that we can really let go of ourselves and see your face.
不是我们自己可以寻找到你。
We cannot find you with our own efforts.
乃是你先爱了我们，你先向我们显现。
But because you have first loved us and you appear to us.
我祈求您继续将恩典降在我们每一位弟兄姐妹身上。
And we pray you continue to shower your blessings upon us.
愿我们每位弟兄姐妹都能坚守在你里边，他们要来坚定地跟从你。
And may we all stand firm in you and follow you firmly.
加我们的力量，赐我们信心。
Strengthen us and enhance our faith, Lord.
让我们看见在你里边是大有盼望的。
So that we can see great hope in you.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and we praise you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 好来寻觅待会 寻我，哦，这些来说。